And now it's time for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And we are joined, as always, by Aaron Hall of WCHL to help us out with the Chatham County Roundup today. How are you?
I am happy because in my mind, based on what you just did on the weather report, I'm just staying Sunday.
Today Sunday all day, right?
It's Sunday, straight through Sunday. We're going to make this cold, but in my mind, it's Sunday. So I'm happy because you have a good weather report, at least once we get past today and tomorrow. So I'm excited.
Yeah. 24 hours from now, it's going to look nice. It's going to feel better.
That's right.
Just the next 24 hours will be all right.
So, you know, our topic today is probably just as sexy and exciting as it is to be sitting in cold and rain on Fordham Boulevard on your way home right now.
This is a good buildup already.
But the person I have today is going to make a topic of, you know, this time of year people start revamping, rethinking things like payroll, credit cards, taxes. And when you're a small business, those things are quite sexy and you love thinking about that. Not. But the person I have today is a person who is going to inform us, enlighten us, and if anyone can make this topic very exciting, because she is a local resource, a connector, a facilitator. She is, I will use one of my monikers, an information broker, relationship builder, work with local businesses, payroll, HR specialist. Our guest today is Miss Samantha Chavot. Samantha, how are you?
Samantha, good to have you with us.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's get right to it. So this exciting time of my taxes, my payroll, my HR. Tell us about how you partner with local folks and local experts to provide this service.
Well, I'm very lucky in that I do get to partner with people on a local level. So I provide payroll, HR, and merchant services, unlike other companies that need to refer only directly into their company. I have the pleasure of being able to partner with people on a local level. So there are a lot of things that touch payroll and touch that type of business. So things such as workers' compensation, employee benefits, 401ks, I get to partner with people on a local level to bring that to you, and then we, of course, integrate those into the system.
And being the only payroll company that donates back to a charity or nonprofit of the client's choosing, you cover some areas that aren't just about hiring and firing and time and attendance tracking. You also cover things have to do with HR, such as Me Too, the Me Too movement, and things like that. Can you tell us how you handle those delicate topics?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a really great question. So, you know, as soon as you hire one employee, congratulations, you are officially in the business of HR. Humans can be somewhat unreliable even when they're great. We need to be careful in terms of protecting our business, protecting ourselves, and protecting the employees as well. So there's been a lot of stuff in the media lately. We talk about the Me Too movement, just really being able to knowledgeably talk about those things, whether it's in front of your employees, whether it's in front of, you know, people that are coming in and out of your location, but knowing that in your back pocket, you've got to be able to have yourself protected in that way. So we're able to come through and make sure that you know exactly how to handle those conversations, no matter how uncomfortable they may be. Perfect example is, let's say that maybe you've got some employees and somebody walks into work and they're not exactly sober. How do you deal with that day, that minute, to protect you, protect your business, and protect the other employees? So that's where I come in, and we really make sure that you guys are protected. We always want to take that proactive approach, because reactive is usually where you're spending a lot more money than you want to.
And that's a really important point, because it's not just about how to talk about it. It's also about having procedures and structures in place.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. Yes. Let's get those procedures in place. Let's get the handbook put in place. Let's make sure that handbook is updated throughout the year as HR law changes. Let's just really make sure, again, that we're being proactive.
You know, other hiring issues that are important and sometimes hot button issue, things having to do with immigration and customs. Can you talk to that?
Yeah, so if you may be familiar with what's called the Form I-9, that's your eligibility, eligibility to work here as a legal citizen. The Form I-9 itself changed 3 times just last year.
Wow.
Before that happened, it hadn't changed, I think, in maybe 5-10 years. So just something as simple as correctly filling out an I-9 can be really confusing. So we help to walk you through that. There are other important forms as well. Your W-4, you have to get that filled out within the first 3 days of hire. So again, just just really making sure that you're aware of all of that. But I-9s can be quite confusing, and to be able to partner with someone that can really help and make sure that you're protected walking through that, that's where you want to be. So yeah, 3 changes last year, that's quite a lot.
Why did that happen?
Why did it not happen? Because, you know what, why not? Let's make it as confusing as possible and leave you on your own to figure it out. So that's where I find a lot of people get kind of confused. So to have someone walking you through that is pretty helpful.
And when it changes 3 times and business owners are so busy with every other aspect of running their business, how does one stay on top of that? And things like, there is something called a work opportunity tax credit.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is that?
Work opportunity tax credits are awesome. That is something where each individual employee can qualify the owner from $2,400 up to $9,600, again, per qualified employee. There's a bunch of different criteria that the IRS came up with, and a lot of other companies will offer this service. However, what makes me different is that we make sure that you go out and that service is actually turned on. So work opportunity tax credits are only eligible within the first 21 days of hire for that new employee. We will scan for them and we'll say, hey, Mr. Business Owner, so-and-so is going to qualify you for this tax credit. Would you like to hire them? So we go through and scan. Some of those criteria include maybe that person is a veteran, maybe they're an ex-felon, maybe they have been unemployed for more than a certain amount of weeks, maybe they're a young person, all different types of criteria. But point being is that we scan and we look for those things for you in a manner that not a lot of other companies will do. So something as simple as scanning for those work opportunity tax credits, that can really benefit the business owner quite a bit. And unless they're working with somebody that really understands that system, they're not going to benefit from those tax credits.
And it's got to help for them to know about them in advance,
Absolutely.
Too, so they can reach out to maybe right. people who fit. Yeah.
Right.
I'm going through my notes here, and I get nervous because fines, like I'm reading, fines can be levied if you don't do this. Fines can be levied if you don't do that.
Everybody loves a love letter from the IRS.
and so you keep people... Hopefully.
Those aren't even his notes for this interview. Those are just his tax return forms.
Well, you know, let me say that they're telling me that it's going to take the IRS a year to get caught up. Mm-hmm. But that's a whole another topic. How do you make sure that your clients don't get or even know about, you know, if you deposit 6 to 15 days overdue, you can be charged a 5% penalty?
Right. And that's for something as simple as, you know, forgetting to file those taxes, which can be due on a monthly and a quarterly basis. So by working with somebody like me, we automate that process for you and we take it over completely. So now instead of having to remember, oh, it's the end of the month, these taxes are due, I'm going to come over as the reporting agent for you. Make those payments in a timely fashion, make sure everything is sent off to the IRS so that you shouldn't have to get those lovely little letters from the IRS saying, hey, there's this late fee or you filed incorrectly. If that ever happens, you shoot it to me and we take care of it. But that's a very, very, that can be a really scary thing when you get that type of letter in the mail and open it up. And just as kind of a quick tip, the IRS will never communicate with you any way other than written letters. So sometimes there are points in the year where we get, you know, kind of phone calls and stuff like that. So just kind of as a warning to everyone, if you ever get a phone call from somebody at the IRS, that's not true. So just really be aware. You can only get written communication.
That's
from
a
them.
Scam warning.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
I got a phone call from the IRS. I told them to remove the I and the R and put a B in front of the S, and that's what it was. But we're going to leave that there because I think the SEC is right. It's close enough.
Oh, yeah, the shutdown ended. So the FCC is back watching us again. Yeah.
So if I have a question, can I email you at payrollsamantha@gmail.com?
You can. I would love that.
And if I email you at payrollsamantha@gmail.com and say, I just need to talk to you. What do they do to meet with you? And is this that you just come in and audit what they're doing, or
yeah,
how does that
let's,
work?
Let's talk. Let's chat. What I want to do is take a full view of how that person is managing everything right now. If they've got a system in place, that's great. That's awesome. But most times we'll see that we can come in and really streamline that process a lot for them. So when I meet with people, I really want to learn more about them, why they got into business, what it is that you're passionate about, so that I can save you that time on some of the admin stuff to get back to what you're passionate about, really focusing on that piece of the business.
Awesome.
I knew this would be more exciting than watching paint dry or sitting in traffic on 15501 Fordham Avenue on a rainy day. Samantha, will you come back and talk to us?
Of course. I would love to.
Samantha Chabot, thank you so much.
Aaron Hall,
thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron Keck.
That is the Chatham County Roundup, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here, and you can find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com.